inner hall of life.
All right, let's fire it up.
All right, so
welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising. It's your boy Shanika
and your girl Slam in the house
and
in the stew.
In the what?
Studio.
Oh, in the stew.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
So welcome back. If you followed us and you're here again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the feedback and good responses and great things that were said and shared and liked.
We feel very happy, and we hope that this can be a long-term thing that you guys can enjoy and that we can enjoy.
You created a fire in our loins.
And our hearts.
Our collective loins.
In our minds.
Yeah, exactly.
But mostly our loins.
It's called Inner Ho Uprising for a reason.
Oh, man. Maybe we should have a segment where we ask people to politely flirt with us via email. And we read them out loud and respond.
That's all I want.
Let
Validation.
Us know. Yeah, we need all.
Just tell us we're pretty.
Yeah, tell us we're pretty. We'll send you a picture. Check us out on Periscope.
I'm actually fine with cute.
Are you?
You don't gotta call me beautiful, baby. Cute is fine.
You know what? Someone said...
Need the bare minimum.
Cute is... Someone called my jokes... When people call my jokes cute...
That's condescending.
That's sexism. Because I'm like, wait, would you call a male comedian's joke cute?
Maybe Kevin Hart, because he's so small.
It's just weird to me. So our first segment, Fuck Them.
Fuck Them.
Current events in our lives and in the outer world.
Yeah.
So Sam, you can go first.
So if you've noticed some shittiness in my voice, some depression and despair, I'm very hungover right now. Me and Shanika tore shit up at a party last night.
At least I tried.
And by tore shit up, I just got too drunk, which happens sometimes. Usually, I like to say I'm a heavyweight sometimes. I'm just always very turned up at a party, but if I start zipping around and moving fast.
Yeah.
And I get attached to one man.
I didn't know. I've never seen you in party mode. I mean, in Ghana we were partying, but
yeah.
I was also very drunk in Ghana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't really... It wouldn't have been of help.
Gotcha. I don't think I was ever that drunk in Ghana. No. Thank God. I'd still be there. I'd be married. With, like, four kids.
We traveled abroad to Ghana together
2 years ago.
And
it was a great time.
We'll share some stories.
Yeah, there's some good stories from there. We can talk about that. But basically, in terms of current events, so... Sheik and I went to a mutual friend's house party, like, a month ago. And I saw the cutest boy.
Woo!
He looks like Vic Mensa. I have a very specific type. Should I share my type? I'm so ashamed
share
of my type.
Share your type and then you could say why.
Can you
you're...
say it for me? I don't want to say it out loud.
I just don't know what Vic Mensa looks.
So Sam, I don't know who Vic Mensa is.
So Sam likes light-skinned men.
It's not just
but
that.
But not exclusively.
No, not. I like men and women. Like everyone, but I'm just like, the people that make my knees buckle are just like, fuck boy, light skin, you dress very basic, your eyes are squinted in most pictures. Making my pants cream. So I met this guy at that party a month ago, me and Shanika, and the same friend had another party, like, yesterday, and I'm like, okay, so we were very... God, she's gonna hear this, and she's gonna be like, Sam almost fucked in my bathroom.
It's the point is that you
sorry.
Didn't. The point is that you
I mean, we could have went to several parties last night. This might not be. Could be someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
So I almost fucked this guy in the bathroom, but neither of us had protection, and he was just like, doesn't matter, it's okay. I feel like, how do you feel about having sex with people who do that?
Who try and get you to not.
Yeah.
I feel like it's...
That means that they're, like, okay with being unsafe.
Yeah, I mean, it makes...
Which I try not to stigmatize or judge people for, because, you know, it does feel better. But,
But at the same time, you're putting yourself at risk for a lot, and therefore you're a risk to me. You're a risk to my health. So, like, I'm not gonna not continue to have sex with you. I'm just gonna make sure that there's a condom involved.
Yeah.
You know,
which I would always do anyway.
Yeah, I will push for protection... I will not have.
I will still fuck you.
I'll still fuck you, but I'm not judging.
Yeah, I don't judge. Yeah. Yeah, so neither of us had production or whatever, so it just didn't happen that night. And then we were, like, texting, like, for, like, an hour after that or whatever, and he was like, your pussy's mad wet, and just, like, things like that, things of that nature or whatever. Never texted me back, of course. And then...
Standard fuckboy.
Yeah. So cute. And then go to this party with, like... the vague hope that it'll be there. I have two Magnum condoms in my purse. I didn't even go home last night. I stayed at Shanika's. I was like, just like, yeah, this guy's there. It's going down. I'm gonna fuck him. Doesn't matter where, when, or how. No, it matters how, like, with his consent, of course. So he's there or whatever. He's like there as soon as we walk in. I'm like, yeah, gotta ignore him.
Can't let him
gotta
know.
Play it cool.
Can't let him know your dream just came true,
right? So I did that or whatever, and then we're just, like, mingling around the party. So I drank at Shanika's house, and then I'm like, I'm not drunk enough. Had a couple of shots of rum. I feel like I had three as opposed to your two.
Oh, yeah, I definitely had two.
The fuck is wrong with me?
But I was high, so I didn't need that much. I didn't need much.
And then I had a very tall can of, beer or whatever, so I was fucked up. Oh, yeah, I was just really fucked up. Maybe you can, like, help me, like... reenact moments that I don't remember.
Sure.
So he pulls me to the side and he's just like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm just like, do you remember my name?
And he didn't.
He's like, nope.
Proud of it.
But I remember that face though. And in my head, I'm like, you probably remember that ass.
That's exactly what I was gonna think and say.
That ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's quite large. That's all I've got going for me. That and this podcast. That's- and my very shitty editing skills.
So this has to go well, guys.
Yeah,
Sam exactly. Needs this.
This my ass and a dollar. A Metro card and a pack of gum. yeah, so that happens or whatever. And he's there with, like, a friend who's, like, wearing all pink. His friend looked like Cameron the rapper. That was interesting.
I don't know rappers, I guess.
Well, never mind.
Maybe I don't know
fuck
music.
That anecdote or whatever. Yeah, so it's just, like... feeling around the party,
yeah.
And I'm progressively feeling my drunk more and more, and he like starts talking. Everybody was wearing gray at that party. I was wearing gray. Was wearing gray.
It's a gray season.
And the two other women he was hitting on
were also wearing gray too.
I mean, they were both like very beautiful women and just like mad thick.
Yeah.
So the insecurities.
They were thick women.
They were present. It's like all I have is my butt. I have no hips, no breasts. No, nothing.
Plenty of personality.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I guess when I'm like very drunk, it's just like, well, you're my husband now, and aww. I'm a hoe, and let me follow you, and like run. Why do I run after people? I think I ran. Oh,
you
God.
Did. That's when I knew.
This is all.
That's
yeah, when
I
run,
too
I'm
drunk.
Because I don't run. I haven't run since like 11th grade when I was on the track team.
I guess it was what was hard for me is because I've said this to her. Maybe it's the eighth time I'm saying this to Sam. So just bear with it. I've just never seen you that drunk before.
Yeah, and people don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and I also don't.
I'm usually very composed. Like, I'm turnt, but I'm like.
You're a composed kind of turnt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you weren't falling over or anything.
Yeah. That's another thing.
You're very coordinated. That's what you can run. You become a superhuman.
That balance. Yeah, that's exactly it. I become a fast zombie. A runner zombie.
No.
It's like, dick.
But,
squinty eyes.
So, yeah, it was the moment when we were outside of the. You left the party. Me and John were waiting for you. We thought you went to the
wait,
bathroom.
Don't skip to the end. Don't skip to the end yet. Don't skip to the end yet. So he's, like, flirting with this, like, woman in gray, and then she, like, leaves him or whatever, and I'm just like, hi. Just, like, my weird flirting skills. Hey. And he's like, hey, what's up, dude?
You literally swooped
and
in.
I swooped in like a bat out of hell.
Like a falcon. Like,
oh, my God.
Whoosh.
Prey. You're mine. So stupid. I don't even know this kid, guys. God.
It happens.
So I'm like, maybe I should just go. He's like, why are you saying that, baby, whatever. I'm like, you're clearly preoccupied with other things. I don't even treat my actual boyfriend like this.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
So, it's just like a drunk Sam.
Yeah.
This is my man kind of thing or whatever. Like, that's like the weird drunken state or whatever. And he's like, what you talking about? What you trying to say or whatever? I'm just like, that girl, the thick girl in gray, you love her. You love her and not me. And he's like, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? And I'm like, yeah, treat me like that. Talk to me like I'm a jealous girlfriend. This turns me on. It's all stupid.
Did you say that?
No, but in my head, I'm just like, the loins, talk to me like that. It's not like my actual relationship at all. He's like, oh, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? And I'm like, you know, you like her and stuff or whatever. And he's like, do I think she's attractive? Are you trying to say, do I think she's attractive? And I'm like,
what?
Yeah. And he's like, do I think she's attractive? Yes. But I also I also think you're attractive. And he like, tilts my chin up towards him and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, I'm in love.
Oh.
I gotta have sex with you. He was just being a fuckboy.
Why do you have to ask you, like, 50 questions first?
Because I think because I was, like, question. I was being weird. I was just, like, saying vague things that made no sense. Because I was fucked up.
But if he was gonna reciprocate, he totally reciprocated your affection in some way.
Yeah.
Because, like, I guess, he not to skip to the end, but he made out with you.
Yeah.
It's like, I was telling him, I was like, disengage and go away. I was.
You told him that?
Yeah, I was like, disengage, go away, get away from here.
Why did you tell him that, Shanae?
Because he was leaving.
I'm still a little bit, there's still alcohol in me.
Because he was.
I would still, like, if he walked through this door right now, I'd be like, well, this podcast has been great, guys. Shanika, Lucas, you take it from here. I gotta go fuck this man.
It's only because he was trying to leave. This is after
we left the apartment. Oh, yeah, I was just... Oh, God.
And you did run after him. It's like she ran after him. And
so, like, aside from the first thick girl we saw, there was another thick girl in gray. I guess he likes him thick and in gray.
Yeah.
That he was just, like, talking to. And I'm just, like, shaking my butt extra hard, like, notice me. And he, like, gave me, like, the eyes, like, I see you over there trying to get my attention, but I also don't give a fuck. And I was like, yes, the fire in the loins, treat me bad. Drunken Sam. yeah.
Neglect me, please.
Yeah, or whatever. So he, like, is, like, talking to that girl mad hard. And then at some point, like, they're making out. I don't know if that was before or after I made out with him.
I didn't even know that he had made out with
I might
two
have
girls.
Mama right now. No, I don't have Mama.
I mean, We'll wait and see. You have to wait for the results.
I hope I don't, yeah.
Get the test results
on
that.
Fine. I don't make out with all people.
Continue.
Yeah, all right, so you can recount the story from there. I feel like
and
that's
then,
it.
Yeah.
Then I was just like...
And then Sam disappears. You know, it's time to go. Party's winding down. A neighbor from upstairs was at the door in pajamas.
Things I did not realize were happening.
Yeah, so the party was clearly winding down. I was waiting with my boyfriend. We were like, all right, gotta find Sam. Thought that Sam was in the bathroom getting it in. And then John comes back and he's like, my boyfriend is very observant when I'm just completely blind to things. Like cannot see them.
Yeah.
He was just like, no one's in either of these bathrooms. So, like, well, I guess she's not in the bathroom. Fucking let me.
I was in stealth mode. I was in there. He just couldn't detect me. He couldn't detect me.
And so I went out to the hallways. There's, like, a long corridor leading to, like, a giant space. Yeah, and with the door.
Yeah, the vestibule.
The vestibule. That's the word I was looking
for.
And so you were there, and you were, like, kind of hugging him. And, like, his friends were there, because I think everyone was trying to leave.
I am palming my face right now, guys.
And I was like, God. I was like, Sam, I don't know if you want to do this.
Thank you.
Because, again, I couldn't tell. I think we need to have, like, signs, like, if you're too drunk.
Yeah.
But also, if you're too drunk, like, I lie when I'm drunk. So I can continue doing whatever it is I'm doing. Like, when I'm asleep and John is like, do you want to wake up now? You said you had to be up in 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm fine. Give me just 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
So... And yeah, so I kind of went back into the apartment because I was like, oh, Sam's fine. And then I went back out. I'm like, no, she's not fine. She's not okay.
Thank you.
And I went out.
Yeah.
And then I saw, it's like, I saw him and his friends leave. And then and you were running after
him. Yo.
And you, like, kind of hit into the door.
I what? I hit the door?
You kind of hit into the door.
I probably have a bruise that I don't know exists yet.
It was closing. I heard, like, a boom.
You kept fast going. Zombie. Fast zombie Sam.
You kept going in the down the sidewalk. I was like, wait. And then
you
were hugging
crazy.
Him. And then his friends were like, yo, get your friend. I'm like,
oh, God. What the fuck?
And
I'm so
and then they were trying to
ashamed.
Talk to me. They kept trying to talk to me. And I was like, don't talk to me. I'm fine. Go
Wait,
away.
What were they saying to you?
I just...
Like, talk to you, like, hey,
just
baby.
Something about your friend is at a... Like, they were just talking about you. I'm like, shut up. Don't talk to me. And then I turned to him, and I was like, disengage and go that way, because that's where they were going. And like, just because I was annoyed at him, because clearly he's not, like, he's like reciprocating in some way. Or maybe he wasn't at that point. But I was
Did I sexually harass this man?
You know what? We have to think about my encounters with the guy I was trying to get with for 4 years. I definitely sexually harassed him. But the fact that his hands had been on my nipples and ass and breasts, the rest of my breasts at some point. Like, I don't know if you really were. I think it's a very blurred line.
Gray area.
You weren't trying to put, that's why everyone was wearing gray. You weren't trying to put his life in danger or, like, you were, I don't think you were hurting him.
He wanted to go home.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But I'm, you know, so ashamed.
But you know, that's the point. It can happen so to any of us. You're not low at all. You're not low at all.
I literally am.
You were very drunk.
I want a pomegranate right now. I'm still hungover. I gotta pop some gum. I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, do you? Oh no.
I gotta take five.
We're gonna take a quick break.
So we had to take a little break there. I threw up Manda Podcast.
But you know what?
The lowest low since August. Had a good couple of months there. Back to being a basic ass bitch.
So is that?
Yeah, I guess that's like the summation of the story. I'm just like very disappointed in myself, but like sometimes it gets like this. So this is just us bearing our souls about our things. I do have a question. This could be a question for you or like for our listeners. Do I text this man? Like, I did actually change my phone, so I don't have his number in my current phone, but my old phone has, like, our string of text.
Oh, I see.
I can find his number. Should I just be like, yo, sorry for being a thirsty hoe last night. Have a nice life.
I think it depends on purely you. Like, I mean, you're, like you're not, he's, I don't think he's expecting anything. I don't think you're obligated to text him anything.
No.
And I'm like, an extremist. Like, the moment something fucks up, I'm like, I'll never speak to them ever again.
I like to keep lines of communication open.
Yeah, so then go for it. You can't lose. There's nothing to lose.
There's nothing to lose.
I rolled my
Unless
eyes.
He was, like, recording the entire time, and then he's going to put it on YouTube and be like, you see this thirsty whore? Avoid her.
You should use it. Use that.
Yeah, use the...
At this point, we need the attention. Publicity. Yeah. We need it.
All that we can get. God, this is so stupid. The people who expected actual analysis from the show are just going to be like, where's the queer black feminism? Where's the essence of the show?
Well, we're being honest.
Yeah, this is like how it actually is.
Yeah, this is how it is.
This is the actual inner hoe uprising.
Like, if you're not saying being a hoe is glamorous.
It's hard work, but someone's got to do it, you know?
Got to put the time in it takes.
I'll fill in the role every time.
So that's Sam's current event.
Yeah.
Very current, like last night current.
Like this morning current.
This morning current, yeah.
Oh, and then get to Shanika's place. Throw up all over her bathroom.
Yeah, I have to figure out how,
like, sitting on the toilet. I was like aiming down into the toilet.
Oh, no.
But I guess some of it escaped.
Oh, man. Yeah, I gotta figure out how to clean
sorry.
That.
It's okay. Then I just stayed on the toilet for, like, some hours. Like, I think we got home at, like, 4.
Yeah.
And then when I got out of the bathroom, it was, like, 6:30. And you were sleeping on the pull-out couch.
I was waiting for you.
And John was just, like, he was, like, sleeping in his palm.
My boyfriend is a fucking pro.
He's a great
guy. Wakes me up, he's like, Sam's been in the bathroom for a while now. Like, go check on her. I checked on her before. I heard water running. I'm like, so did you just die?
I don't know why the fuck I was turning on the water. I was not using it.
Like, she must just have a long before bed routine.
With what items? With what items?
I was asleep at this point. Just several friendship fails. John said, that's why I wanted you to go into the bathroom.
I'm drowning in my vomit.
Oh, no,
I was just sleeping on your toilet. I just fell asleep. And then I woke up like, yo, what the fuck is my life? I was like, wait, did I have sex with that guy? Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, go back to sleep. It's okay,
didn't
sir.
Work.
Another time.
Just gotta sleep for now. Just gotta sleep. And then after then we came here.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it. Yeah, now we're here.
Now we're here.
The most current of all events. So yeah. How's your life going?
I guess I'll keep mine brief, because mine is not nearly as exciting. Opened up communications with two of the fuckboys I said I'd never talk to ever
again. That you closed communications with the last episode, yeah. 7 days ago.
One guy checked in. He checked in. I'm using his language. He was like, hey there, you. How's it going? And I was like, I thought I'd never hear from this man again. And so then I was like, I told him that the way he had treated me, he was like disrespectful. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I gave him some honesty. He gave me back some bullshit. But I also, I don't care. That's what I'm realizing. Is if I'm just trying to have sexual intercourse with you, then I don't really, as long as you're, it's not real disrespect. I was like holding him to a very high standard.
Yeah, like relationship standards or like we're dating standards.
Yeah, we're not. We're totally not. So if you, so I'm just, when we make plans, I just won't count on them to work out.
Which sucks. I hate when you're trying to like bone somebody or whatever and like they bail on the plan. Like maybe I wanted to do something else that day, or maybe I could have boned someone else.
That's exactly what it was. We were gonna go get Thai and then he just never said anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I was like,
you're
kind
actually
of waiting
my time.
Yeah. And I think maybe it helps to be like, okay, if he doesn't hit me back within an hour, I'm just canceling the plans.
Yeah.
I should have texted him and canceled and like, you know what, I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna bring my actual boyfriend to the same place. I'm gonna take my boyfriend. I'm not going on a date with the man I love. So waiting for your stupid ass.
Exactly.
Like, you're ruining everything. Exactly. So that's fuckboy number one. I'm opening communications with. Yeah. And then the other guy, we're just gonna meet up and chat at work. Just gonna chat in the cafeteria. I don't know how it's gonna go because, like, it was such a strange, prolonged exchange where he was very, like a filthy human being. Like, just very disrespectful.
I think he is a filthy human being.
Yeah.
I don't approve of you meeting up with him, but my approval doesn't matter.
It's just...
I support you in your decision.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's just, it was you and then seven other people said I should do it, so...
I mean, I think they know him, though.
No, some of them don't know him.
Oh, wow.
Four of them don't know him.
He got bad friends. I'm just kidding.
I mean, they're also not really my friends. But my other friend who does know him said, sometimes you just gotta play the game. If you feel like he's useful, even though he's shitty.
Yeah, he is in the industry. Yeah. I get that. I guess I'm going more from, like, a self-care aspect. Like,
how will I
feel about
it? Don't
treat you right.
Yeah, I feel like...
Excuse me.
Ever since I made the plans to meet up with him, my anxiety about it has gone away. Like the anxiety that he's in the building and he's around.
Okay.
I can bump into him at any moment. So I think just kind of, okay.
That's good.
We meet, we see each other, we talk. It should be fine.
In theory, I think it's good closure, but I just don't see it going that way because...
I just don't...
Like, you sent him a link to, like, one of our professional things that we're working on.
Yeah.
We do things, guys.
We
it's
do
not
other
just
things.
Nothing. It's not just getting drunk. And then, like, his response to you was, like,
let's meet up.
And then you asked him about, like, feedback about the piece, and he was like, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
So why the fuck do you want to meet?
It
could have
been
a piece of garbage.
It could have
been. Not worth meeting over.
But, like,
so to me, that's just, like, I want to fuck you, and I don't care about the things that you do.
But do you, I don't know if he's, I don't expect him to hit on me, though.
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
I feel that way because I feel like he's going to have a weird look on his face. And I think he's going to, like, relish in... So, like, I think he's going to relish in me being uncomfortable if I am. I don't think... I'll sit... I'm, like, sitting very...
My she body has her hands behind so her chill. Head and her legs are, like, open and stuff like that.
Like, I'm so comfortable. I'm just going to be exactly as comfortable as this. Hands behind head.
So fuck boy. And then you, like, spread both your legs open. No, you put your legs on the table. You put your legs on his head.
He's so comfortable. Because I wonder if a part of why he was attracted to me was because I was younger than him, was because I was looking
High
up strong. To him as a mentor type figure.
Yeah.
And I feel like the power...
He's probably getting off on that.
And based on some dirty talk exchange during our sexual encounter, he definitely gets off on, like, power dynamics.
Yeah. Which is not... a bad thing.
No, it was kind of hot.
Yeah. But, I just feel like when it plays out into real life without consent and disrespect is involved.
Yeah. Then
that's
it's,
when it gets weird.
Exactly.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I consented. It wasn't even much. He just asked me to call him sir, and it was very sexy to me. I was like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, and then, like, I wonder if I want to be a dick. I feel like the conversation is strange. That's how I'll leave him. He'll be like, have a nice day. I'll be like, yes, sir.
Oh, shit. That's, like, what Fifty Shades of Grey is made out of, if I ever read it. That might not be 50 Shades of Grey at all, but I like that.
It's so, I love.
Shonda Rhimes is going to hear this and like put that
in. Oh my God, I love doing that to people.
That's that. So wish me luck. Send me your positive vibes.
Yeah.
Part of me was nervous about both of these, because I called both of these guys fuckboys on the first podcast.
It's okay, they don't listen to our
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. But I also don't want to tell them about the podcast. Yeah. Especially if it goes well. Like maybe if we're like 10 episodes in.
Yeah.
And then I can be like, oh, I have a podcast. Because they're not going to, they might not listen to the first episode.
Gotcha.
Maybe I have to be 50 episodes in. You know what I mean? Because gotcha. Then they'll be like, it's too far away.
Yeah, exactly. They'll never listen to it.
Well, that's once I hit it big.
Fame!
So that's an hour of current events.
How long have you been recording? From
us. So now on to current events that don't involve us.
That makes sense.
Fuck them.
Oh, wait. Just in terms of current events.
Yeah.
Let's, like, talk about, like, two serious things. Not really talk about, but just, like... So, yesterday... We're recording this on Saturday. So, yesterday was Friday, November 13th. And there was, like, this terrible string of terrorist attacks in Paris.
Paris, yeah.
We just want to acknowledge that.
Like, give our condolences. Yeah. Send light prayers. And all those
good
things.
Vibes. Yeah. And as more comes out, if there's anything we can do via Facebook, Instagram, or...
Yeah. Hope if you guys know anybody in Paris that they're all yeah. safe and sound. And
everybody's
like that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also something that happened in Beirut, which yeah. I have not been able to Google yet because I've been on a bender for the past 48 hours.
I haven't been with it.
Yeah, but sorry about that, too.
Yeah. There's... Yeah. So, yeah, we are conscious and aware and mindful.
And then shout out to all the kids who have been organizing all of the
oh my gosh.
Black activists
yes.
over all these college campuses, Missouri, University of Missouri, Ithaca, Yale.
Congratulations.
And then people like just doing like pop-up things at mm-hmm. their own home campuses or whatever.
Yeah, love the solidarity. It's so, so important. Yeah. So, yeah, Missouri U, thank you
yeah,
very much. For standing up and for
concerned student 1950
exactly and the founder I think her name is maybe Danielle Walker maybe wrong name but started the Racism Lives Here movement on that
gotcha.
campus.
But she's the one who's on Democracy Now.
Yeah, she was yeah she Democracy Now, thank you also for good reporting. She founded the movement that kind of helped everybody get together.
Yeah, so let's get into like regular current events.
Damn, you put it on me, girl.
You put it on me.
I know.
So, not this week's episode of Empire, but last week's episode of Empire. Gabby Sidibe's character. What is her character's name?
Oof, I don't remember. She doesn't do much that I remember.
I feel like
before.
It's Becky.
It could be Becky, but if it's not Becky, let's call
I'll
her.
I'll just re-record it. I feel like it's Gabrielle.
Just put it in there.
Yeah.
Insert.
And I don't feel like
here.
Leaving my Safari page to go to a new Safari
exactly.
page to Google it.
I understand.
So it's Becky for now.
We do have Google at our fingertips. We are choosing to be ill-informed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, so in this past... So I don't know if the episode started this way.
It didn't. It opened like that.
Right? And
yeah.
It was a disguised rapper, muscular... Mahogany skin, ablaze in the blue wash of the moon, carrying a delicious-looking drink of sorts.
Sneak is a rider, guys.
Slowly sauntering over to a delicious-looking Gabby Sidibe character woman, just reclining in post-coital delight.
Bliss.
And he walks over to her, and if you don't know the character, she's a. If you don't know who she is, she played Precious. She's, like, large woman.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, very muscular, thin. I wouldn't say he's a petite guy, but he's like, shortish, shorter than her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, cuddling. Mm-hmm. He's on top of her, and she's like, you know, I really got to go to work. And he's like, oh, baby, just stay a little bit. And then she, like, swings her leg around him, and he's just like, well, if you keep your leg like that, I don't know where you're going to go tonight.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
It's not I didn't think it was a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no...
It was a sexual scene.
It was a scene
that implied that they fucked.
Yeah, they clearly had fucked.
Yeah.
And in case my writer's description was bad, he walks up to her and lays on top of her.
That's what happens. You can also just YouTube this. Just watch the episode of Empire. Why the fuck aren't you watching Empire? Why do you know what we're talking about if you don't?
Let's get into this.
Exactly. Right.
You can bring up the
meme. Yeah, so after that, I guess, like, because, you know, people are, like, on the memes or whatever, like, immediately after that scene happens, someone takes a screenshot of, like, I guess, was he on top of her?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And they put, like, on top of it, they say, some of y'all can't even get a text back or whatever, implying that, man, if Gabby Sidibe can get fucked, like, that's crazy. That's wild. What kind of world is this?
Yeah, you must be fucking up if you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, obviously, is hateful.
Yeah, it's fat
call
shaming.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, I feel like, Gabby Sidibe is fat, but, like, the other implications, like, she's also, like, a darker-skinned woman or whatever, so.
Very
she's
true.
A black woman.
Yeah.
So there's all of those, like, she can't be sexy implications in there.
No one should find her sexy.
Exactly.
So, and I really
which
love
bullshit.
And
fuck you.
Yeah, totally. So I love and appreciate scenes, or that's what inclusion is about. Mm-hmm. Inclusion in the non- throw one person in there kind of way.
Yeah.
It's like, have a person, like...
Be a person.
Be a real person in a real situation.
A rounded character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just, like... And Empire is mostly black cast, so...
Yeah.
It's not just inclusion, but the inclusion of a fat character...
Yeah.
Is... That is actually...
Yeah, and, like, her thing isn't, like, that she's fat. Like,
no.
Everything's about, oh, the fat character. Ooh.
Exactly.
It's just, like, she's just being a person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... Oh, and Gabby, her response was just like, I don't care what people say, you know, I felt sexy and I was having fun.
Yeah.
And I'm too busy to, like...
Getting these checks?
Basically too busy making
You're
money to
fuck.
Worry about this.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
Which is a great response.
Awesome response.
Yeah, so, shout out.
Yeah, thank you for being you. Just
yeah. And then in the future, are you guys interested? I really want to have a episode about, like, fatness and sexuality.
Yeah.
And the intersection of that.
Totally.
Yeah.
So if audience... Would you be interested?
If you're fat and you're getting fucked. Is that a bad thing
to say? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, because I don't know how many people are comfortable with the word fat.
Yeah.
You know?
I usually use it because it's like, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, exactly. So. That's why I say fat. If you've been like worried about how we've been using fat, we say fat is, it's descriptive.
Yeah.
You are. And there are plenty of people in feminists say we are fat.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
That's just what it is. Okay, so next, Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts when 50 Cent blamed the second season ratings dip on gay stuff?
First of all, you know, the pot calling the kettle black is all I'm saying.
Kind of.
So
you can
frame
the story. Context.
So there's a show called Watch What Happens Live, hosted by Andy Cohen. White cisgender gay man on Bravo, and he basically does like recaps of like the Real Housewives shows or whatever, like recaps of reality shows that come on Bravo.
That's fun.
And he'll have different guests. So he had one guest from one of the Real Housewives shows. Don't remember her name. Sorry. And and Vivica A. Fox, actress famed for Two Can Play That Game. I don't know what else she's been.
Oh, she's been in Kill Bill.
Sharknado 2.
That was Lucas's contribution.
Our audio engineer just told us. Wait, so she wasn't even in Sharknado 1?
No.
Just Hashtag goals. I gotta be in Sharknado 3.
Was she not in Kill Bill, though? She was
definitely
I've
never
Kill
watched
Bill.
Kill Bill. I'm so sorry.
I'm pretty sure she was.
I think she was.
She gets
she probably
killed,
was in Kill Bill.
Very early on.
My favorite thing she's ever done was Two Can Play That. Have you ever seen Two Can Play That Game? It's just, like, so heteronormative. Like, these are gender roles or whatever, like... Like, it starts off with, like, her boyfriend, who I think is played by Morris Chestnut. He's, like, fucking up in some sort of way. Like, a very minute way. Like, he didn't, like, get her flowers or some shit like that. And, like, she, like, has these, like, breaking the fourth wall segments where she, like, turns to the camera and she's like, now you see Trent? He's showing his ass. Like, things like that or whatever. And this is how you get them together. And you gotta, like, show him a little leg and turn him on. And then leave the house. And I'm like, this is how I get guys. 12-year-old Sam is like, you gotta take notes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know if I would enjoy it now, but I really enjoyed it then. It was, like, very funny. I had it on DVD. I watched it several times. What the fuck is wrong with
me? I mean, that's how we grow up, is it not?
Yes. Sweet. Very true. So she was on Watch What Happens. And they were... She was on there because she's going to be playing Cookie Lion on Empire's sister.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that should be pretty fun. So I guess she's, like, doing, like, a promo bit or whatever. So they start talking about Empire. And, you know, 50 Cent has that show Power, which people compare to Empire a lot.
Okay.
I don't really know. I guess because music industry and, like, music drug family. Sex lives.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It was, like, a lot of... I've seen, like, one episode. There's a lot of comparisons or whatever, and 50 Cent being the petty-ass nigga that he is always, like... he's always, like, shitting on it and stuff like that. And he said... I think he said something like, the only reason Empire is doing well is because of all that gay shit.
Or, oh, the reason why the ratings have been dropping is because, of
all
shit.
That gay shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so basically Andy Cohen brings up that and says... I don't know if Andy Cohen frame it like, well, he must be gay because he's bashing gay people, or did she bring that up?
I think she said it's like the pot calling... No, she said it's like the pot calling the kettle black. Uh-huh. She initiated that. Uh-huh. And he was like, what are you saying exactly?
Yeah.
He clarified, and then she went on. And
he was
she
just
was
trying to
like,
get the tea, basically.
She said something about, like, booty snatcher.
So 50 Cent was on the cover of either Vibe or XXL.
With Soulja Boy, who was shirtless.
Yeah.
50 Cent had a white shirt on.
Yeah, I don't know why they were on that cover together. Like, have they ever done have they ever done a song together? They're not even in, like, the same genre of hip-hop. What the fuck? That was kind
of
weird.
There's a lot of strips going on.
Just the fact that it happened is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But basically, she was implying that they were gay.
That... He just had his... He had his arms slung around Soulja Boy's... Soulja Boy's shoulder. And just spit out her ginger ale just for everyone to... Soulja Boy is a soldier. Iraq. What else have I said wrong?
All of my bodily fluids. They're coming out here
just
today.
Just a lot coming out of Sam today.
Because nothing went in last night. It's a reverse effect.
So what? One of the main issues about her commenting on the photo of 50 Cent with his arm around Soulja Boy was that
she calls him a booty snatcher, implying that
he's
gay.
Yeah.
But that also, like, the word snatch, like, the connotation seems rapey. A little rapey, exactly. Yeah. Like,
it is rapey.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've never thought of
it. And then, like, pairing that with homosexuality as if, like, homosexuality is, like, inherently,
like a
wrong thing, like, an insidious thing.
Yeah, totally. Mm. It's not just wrong, it's also criminal.
Exactly, it's also criminal.
Which I have actually never thought about or heard before.
What, the word booty snatcher?
No, like, the idea of, like, thinking that homosexuals are, like, violently... Oh, no, yes, I have.
That's totally in line with, like, how people are, like, they're usually pedophiles.
Yes.
And, like, if you're a pedophile, you got touched as a kid by someone who's, like, not your gender.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Totally.
Like, that's always, like, inherently the connotation with, like, homosexuality.
Absolutely.
Or same gender.
Yeah, so of course you're gonna go and, like, ruin somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. So I hate the fact that she used that term. And then, like, Andy Cohen, like...
He was
as a gay
man,
like, I would be like, what the fuck are you calling gay people booty snatchers for, bitch? Like, I would have like, tore into her. Like, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, why are you outing, like, why are you trying to,
to out somebody at all? Like, who knows if 50 Cent is gay or not? If he's not, it's not a problem or whatever.
But
just the concept of outing people is terrible.
It is. Like, in case anyone has ever, like, I had never thought about it like that before. I'd been like, oh, it's good to know. Like, now I know. But I'd never considered the fact that, like, what if this person didn't want that to be known?
Exactly.
Until, like... Maybe, like, a year ago or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't out people. Like, don't disclose people's sexuality unless you have their consent.
Exactly.
Because you could put them in a dangerous situation.
Exactly.
Like, if word gets back to a parent or to a gang or a group of people who are just willing to hurt you now that they know this, you can put people in some really life-threatening situations.
Yeah, don't out people. It's not cool.
So, yeah, and then another thing was the idea that just male... Two guys touching.
Right, exactly.
Was gay.
Exactly.
And, like, people say masculinity isn't fragile, but it's like stuff like this, like, people talking like this, and, like, that's the fear that guys
exactly
have to face, is, you
exactly
know, if I'm too comfortable with my homies, mm-hmm, or my buddies, mm-hmm, you know, what will it look like?
Everybody's gonna think I'm gay.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing for a guy to be, especially, like, in the black community.
Yeah, because that's like, anti-masculine. That's
exactly
like, the complete
the antithesis of masculinity.
Is being gay. Or, I guess, trans. You wouldn't even be considered.
But then you're, like, you don't even want to be, you wouldn't be a man.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trans, then you're just a trans woman.
If you're, female to male, I guess, but... And that's, it just gets, I guess, sticky, complicated.
Gray areas.
Yeah.
So there's that. And it wasn't, it was like, I also like when guys touch each other. You know what I mean?
I just don't care. It's just like a thing.
I love when guys are like doing their bro-y thing or they're hugging or when guys show each other affection. It's so cute. Like when my roommates are hanging out together and laughing and chilling, I'm like, oh my God, the cool kids. Like, I love it.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean.
It's just, yeah, bromances.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so like girls, you can do whatever.
You can fuck another girl and be like, I'm not gay, and everybody would
believe you. Would believe you. They'd be like, yeah, no, totally. She just did it. She just did it.
Exactly.
So yeah, Vivica A. Fox, get that shit together, girl.
Yeah, like, fucking...
If you're listening, which you're not.
What are you doing with your life? You just starred in Sharknado 2, like, don't come for gay people, like, shut the fuck up.
What are you doing?
And you're on Bravo, which is just, like...
Bravo is... But you know
gay as hell.
Yeah. You know what? It's just, I forgot that the host was gay.
Yeah.
The host was a gay man. And maybe it's like a white gay man. It's exactly. Like the black community's like, oh, maybe.
Exactly, exactly. It's like when, like, people have, like, beef within the black community or whatever, and Perez Hilton is like, says nothing or whatever. And, like, people come for, like, Azalea Banks and he says nothing. But, like, when it's, like, something towards white gay people in particular, he's like, my rights!
Exactly.
And things like that.
Exactly. Because you don't consider people of color a part of the gay community.
Exactly. And that's why gay people of color, especially, like, trans people of color don't fuck with the cis white gay community.
Because they don't give a fuck. No idea. Yeah, exactly. And it's, man, like, if you could check out our video, it's called The Trans Day of Action. We talk about this issue and these issues with trans people of color and about what it's like to
I think it was like all actually black trans people.
Yeah, all black, yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome on us. So if you're curious, if you want to hear a little bit more on our thoughts, you can. And people who are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Vivica, you suck.
Yeah, but then also, like, clear fuck you to 50 Cent, because everything he does is, like, homo antagonistic.
Oh. I see, I don't even follow him like that.
Sometimes he's funny. Like, not when he's doing that, but just, like, the sheer pettiness of it all. Like, he's petty to everybody all the time. Like, you gotta wonder, where's his income coming in? Oh, wait, he runs Power. Okay.
Yeah. And then our last current event for today is twerk harassment.
Yeah.
I guess you can frame this. What news station was it?
I have no idea. I mean, I saw this on News One, which is like a website geared towards black news, I guess. But it was shared in a ton of
many places.
Yeah. Basically, there's like security camera footage in this convenience store of this guy, and he's like waiting online, and there's a girl or a woman in front of him. Don't know why, but she just starts backing that thing up on him or whatever. He, like, moves back, like, the fuck are you doing? And then after that, her friend comes in, and they kind of just, like, start, like, tapping him and stuff like that and pushing him. And he's, like, moving back as if to say, like, don't touch me. Like, there's no audio. But he's, like, clearly, like, he doesn't want that contact or whatever.
He's being sexually assaulted.
Yeah, exactly. And a ton of places shared it with, like, the sensational-ass headline, like,
girls wanted for twerking.
Yeah, exactly.
Arrest warrant like out for girls.
Exactly.
And so I immediately, it's just like, if you look at the video, there's no twerking.
No, she's literally backs her butt.
She's grinding. She's pressing her body against his.
Yeah.
She's pressing her ass against his.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, it's like the epitome of criminalizing black culture. Here's a thing that black people, we consider black, that black people do, and let's make it an actual crime.
Exactly.
Because that's what they're wanted for. And so there was no, like, even if, like, if you've seen twerking, it was highest and at its lowest.
It's not that.
With one ass cheek jiggling. This was not.
Yeah.
This was not that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so there, what else was there? That's what bothered me most.
I didn't like
the
hip hop
music playing over it. Like,
I didn't see that. So was that in the link that I put there?
In one link.
I didn't watch the video in our link. I saw it before, and I just put the link there for you.
In one that I saw, it was like the whole thing was muted except for like a minor hip hop track. And like, since when
was it
just like stock hip hop music. Just stock music. And it's like, since when do you put
exactly
festive music over
sexual
harassment. Assault.
Exactly.
That never happens. Exactly. So the idea that you're making it into some black music video where two hoes are turning up on this man.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so much irresponsible reporting.
Yeah.
And that's what news media needs to be. It just needs to be owned by other people. We don't, we can't get into these systems. We need our own, and we need to create our own, because that's how
people
are gonna
see
it.
Their own.
Yeah. And so, I guess we just gotta find support and then keep growing.
Yeah.
It needs to be around.
So one thing I didn't like about, like, the like, comments that people were putting on it. Like, a lot of people were saying, and y'all hoes want equal rights. Like, just, like, what is that related to? What the fuck is your logic line?
What is that related to?
Like, as if to say they should go to jail for sexual harassment. And, when women are sexually harassed, they call for men to go to jail or whatever. But, like, no one who's been sexually harassed by a man was, like... No one said that they shouldn't go to jail. Like, no one was opposed to that.
Totally. But I think equal rights is like, you know, and you, it might be like a feminist backlash.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Like, you guys want equal pay and you want to, like, have...
But you don't want to be criminalized under the law in the same way, basically.
Yeah.
Which no one said.
Exactly.
No one said that.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's definitely...
Like, everyday feminism didn't, like, share the video and was like, this guy is unrightfully charging these women with sexual harassment.
Exactly.
Like, no one...
Or these girls are empowering themselves.
Exactly.
No,
none of that happened.
Clear... Like, it's... You don't see... It's when you see a person as a group and you don't see them as an individual. That's what everybody... That's what... Yep. I'm fighting for is to see people as individuals. Mm-hmm. So this person, like, we are two black females.
Yeah.
And just because they're also, or just black women, mm-hmm. don't know if they're females per se, mm-hmm. but just because they're black women doesn't mean that we're going to support them automatically. Like, if, you know, something is clearly happening here, we see evidence of harassment.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like, well, you know, they were just feeling themselves.
Having a good time.
The good old Nicki and Beyonce just seemed like, no. Like, it's so shitty.
It's so funny.
It's all fucked.
Yeah. It is all fucked. All the time.
Yeah, so that's... So if you've ever heard someone say criminalizing black culture, that is the perfect example of how that happens. On a, I guess, a lower... No, that's basic.
Just on a day-to-day basis.
On a day... That's a... Yeah, totally.
Like, that was just a really basic-ass article and headline.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Something you can see any day out of the week or whatever.
And now, if you see that often, then it's like, you
which
know...
Which you do.
Group of gangsters, group of, you know...
Exactly.
Yeah, it becomes normal, and that's how people, and that's one of the reason why I believe people, aside from oppressive systems, mm-hmm. well, I guess, I mean, this is a system, or mm-hmm. like the media is a system.
For sure.
So, yeah. Anything else on that?
No.
All right.
I just thought, it's such a stupid story.
It was stupid.
This was kind of a slow week.
Definitely.
Last week was much better.
Yeah, but I think...
The
game stick was good.
Yeah. Like, we should just revisit that
every now and then. No, Lucas is excited to hear more.
I guess.
All right. So now on to our next segment, which we it.
Yeah, we've changed the name.
Yeah. It may continue to change. But all you need to know is that for Fuck It, we're talking about...
Hotep niggas!
All right. So, I guess leading up to this podcast, I've been, like, talking to people about Hotep niggas. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, like, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, what is that? So I think, should we read our description from Instagram?
Sure. Can you bring it up?
Yeah. We're going to read you the description that, did you write that or did you take that from?
I wrote it.
It's, wow, it was very funny.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Not that I'm unimpressed.
It was just, very 4 a.m.
It was
how
so
do I be
funny?
Funny?
So, Hotep... niggas.
Wait, read me the first line again. I might have pulled the first line from someone else.
Okay. So, Hotep nigga. Noun. A faux conscious black person who knows nothing about black history outside of ancient Egypt.
Okay, that I pulled, and then everything else is me.
Can often be seen berating black women for not being respectable queens. The only thing they hate more than the man is Nicki Minaj. They're often both homophobic and transphobic. They smell of incense, misogyny, and shea butter. Yeah. Favorite line. Favorite line. So, yeah.
I mean, if you live in, like, a bustling city where there's, like, pockets of, like, a large number of black people, you've probably encountered this man. Sometimes it's a woman, but usually it's a man.
Yeah.
Hate to, like, profile him, but often has, like, locks or, like, some sort of, like, head wrap on.
Yeah.
So not that there's anything wrong with either of those things, but, like, that's often what's going on.
They're usually with the Afrocentric aesthetic.
To the T.
But don't be fooled. They don't care.
They really don't care, right? Yeah. Continue.
So, basically, for the uninitiated, if you don't know anything about Hoteps.
Yeah.
They look like... The point is that they are supposed to be super pro-black. Mm-hmm. And they want to uplift the Black community. We're specifically talking about the sexual nature of, like, the hotep. Mm-hmm. So in regards to, like, Black women, mm-hmm. they're the kind of guy who will be like, oh, my sister, like, your hair is so natural, it's so beautiful, you're a queen, you know, the nation stands on your shoulders, mm-hmm. and they're, like, very uplifting to Black women while at the same time
tearing them the fuck down. Exactly.
Like, some examples. It's kind of hard to describe because I think hoteps in their purest form are very rare to come by.
Someone will just have, like, hotep qualities, exactly. or whatever, but, like, a real legit 100% hotep, like, you're only gonna find him, like, on Jamaica Avenue.
Exactly.
Like, at noon, and he's selling you incense.
And they're definitely, yeah, they're trying to be noticed. So, yeah. Hotep-y things, for example, if you see a meme with a girl holding, like, a college degree, it'll be like, you could be a college graduate, but you're too busy twerking.
Yeah.
That's a hotep-y thing.
They're often trying to create this dichotomy.
Between hoes and women, or hoes and queens. Another one is, hoes want attention, women want respect. It's a man's job to respect a woman, but it's a woman's job to give him something to respect. And then there's queens don't compete with hoes.
Yeah.
So I guess ultimately the hotep,
the queen ho dichotomy, exactly. is what they're creating, and it's kind of akin to the virgin Madonna.
Yes, totally.
No, the Madonna whore.
Bam.
Yeah. The virgin and the other virgin.
Iraq. We just don't listen. Soldier boy. Oh, fuck. I said it right that time.
You can't do anything right.
Right? Can't do anything wrong. I wish that was my problem. But, so, yeah. So, the issue... I was actually talking to my therapist about that, because I love my therapist.
I love your therapist, too.
She's I gotta,
I've never met this woman.
I gotta really thank her. But it's kind of, you're taking women and you're mystifying them. You're
essentializing them. Essentializing them. That's not a word, but you're creating, like, an essential queen.
Exactly. And with the idea of the queen, I mean, some things are really sweet and positive, you know? Some things, like, you know, we gotta uplift our sisters. We gotta make sure they feel loved and beautiful and protected. Yeah. But then there's also not acknowledging that we are also equal partners in our own struggle. You know, it's not like I'm not like a real person to you. I'm just exactly. I'm just your muse.
I'm a human being with, like, nuance and
exactly. I'm
flaws.
And, I'm not, like, just I'm not a huge
what
afro.
You think a you're not. Because when you walked in,
I was kind
who
of
who am I doing this podcast with?
I've been caught. I've been made.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like, you'll see the things. It'll be like Black woman, big fro. Usually you see her curves in the back, yeah. huge ass. And it'll be usually men, guys posting, like, oh, women, Black women are beautiful, respect the beauty. And it'll just
and then
be,
they're so naked.
Yeah,
and
these,
but they have
naked.
A crown on.
Exactly.
And there's, like, weird, like, onks in the background. Yeah. Or something like that. And she's with a tiger.
Right?
None of it makes any fucking
in the
sense.
Sand.
And they're always, like, very bad quality.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
It
what's
is
up
very
with
strange.
That? Can Hotep niggas actually,
need to,
like,
boost their
get
production?
Get CS6, nigga. Like, step your Photoshop game up, like, way up, because you're, like, on Windows 95 right
over.
Now. You're on Microsoft 95. Paint.
Oh, my God. Although, I've seen... No, never mind. Here to defend Microsoft Paint. It's just where I grew up, you know. That's my
no,
origins.
No, dead ass. Before the internet, it was, like, that it's and paint. Solitaire.
Exactly.
And Mind Blocker.
Yes, I love that game.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Minesweeper. Look
yes.
at the facts. Lucas has
Lucas
the facts.
Lucas is here. Thank you, Lucas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it's crazy because these same people, I mean, there's also, I guess, the clear issues with kind of essentializing Black women as queen and nothing more
mm-hmm.
Is, you know, there's the queen king. The queen is there for the king and it's the king's job to do X. It's like these, like, male-female roles.
Gotcha.
Like, if you're a queen... Like, can you be a lesbian and be a queen? That's definitely
yeah.
not what people talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they often say every queen needs her king.
Exactly. I don't.
Yeah.
Might
be asexual,
exactly.
first of all.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you're a trans woman, you're definitely not the kind of
you're not
woman,
their queen.
Yeah, you're not the kind of woman that the hoteps yeah. are lifting up.
I don't have, So when people, like, call me queen, I'll usually just accept it or whatever, which is all the time, every time I walk out of my house. No.
Every day. Row of men.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
I usually, like, let it happen or whatever, and then, especially, like, when other women do it, I'm totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. But in general, I don't. Just because of the queen-ho dichotomy, but then also, like, I don't fucking agree with monarchies. Like, that's a
Word.
Very oppressive system.
It is an oppressive system.
Like, I hate when people say, we were kings and queens in Africa. Like, not even saying the part of Africa, first of all, but just like, in Africa, we were kings and queens.
And not everybody
was. Most people were not.
Most people were slaves.
All people. Almost all people were not queens.
That's amazing. Like, yeah, we were not.
0.0000001%.
That's a very good question.
And, like, the
analysis.
People who are descendant of actual kings, they're probably still fucking in Africa.
Like, yeah, I mean, they probably still have big homes, accumulated wealth.
Exactly, over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really great
I've always thought
thing.
About that.
I have
it
never.
It just makes no sense. It's a stupid thing to say.
You're right.
And I'm okay with that. I'm fucking proud of my ancestors.
Ah,
look what they made it through.
Exactly.
I'm here right now. And hosting the Inner Home Uprising.
So it's
podcast.
All fake. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's
all bullshit. It's bullshit to uplift, but not really uplifting.
You're not doing anything. You're not. That's why, like, you.
The
if,
ideas
if
are
listen
very
to some black slam poetry.
Yeah.
And it'll be a black man talking about it. Like, you'll kind of. I hear this often in slam poetry specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it comes out. It's just like, you know, it has to be a romantic vision of
yeah.
blackness. And here's exactly what we need. We need to go back to Africa. We need, like. And like, or it's paired with the victim blaming respectability side of things,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, it'll be shaming, like, you know, you could be a queen, but you know, you choose to have this many kids, you're stuck, or not leaving an abusive relationship, or staying with someone who treats you wrong.
Yeah,
like people
yeah, I've seen
dig
that.
Real deep.
Yeah,
to lift people up and while like
tearing
like,
them down.
Like what are those things called with you? Like
backhand
to like a brass knuckled backhand to everybody else. That's
seriously,
it's some serious damage.
Yeah.
Just a quick little, the history. I feel like there is the history of the Hotep
history
nigga.
Of the Hotep nigga.
I think it's definitely around, like, the Black Liberation Movement. Definitely in the Black Arts Movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think is a way for people to kind of fight against the degrading images of Black people and of Black women. So essentially, I think what Hoteps represent, and which was definitely a thing that was happening during, like, Civil Rights Movement, Black Power Movement, was Black men... Instead of, you know, instead of a whole bunch of people fighting to uplift the entire Black community,
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of Black men trying to get into the throne of white patriarchy.
Yes.
They basically
yes.
wanted what white men had.
Yes.
And and I know that some people might think that's, of course not, why would they want that? But if you talk about, like, if you look at the way that
that's exactly black
what
you're
women
doing
were
on
treated,
every level, except for in terms of yourself, a Black man.
Totally.
Like, everybody else gets shitted on.
Exactly.
Gay people get shitted on, trans people get shitted on, women get shitted on. Differently abled people get shit. Like,
yeah.
You just don't care.
Yeah, and like, for the, like, so to have poetry in a movement that's supposed to say, here are our Black sisters and mothers and queens, uplift them,
yeah.
while in SNCC meetings, women can't, like, sit with the men, or, like, if a woman is going to speak, they'll have, like, girl written next to it, like, to identify that, like, this person who's going to be at this meeting is a woman. And
what
like,
the fuck?
It was insane. There's an article that I have. It's written by an anonymous group of women in SNCC. Complaining
yeah.
and rightfully so about how they're treated, being given secretarial roles. If there's a large group of men and like two women,
mm-hmm.
one of them will be asked to take notes
mm-hmm.
at a meeting, or one of mm-hmm. them was asked. And so it's like, it's this clear, you can't say you respect me and you can't say you respect us
yeah.
and you cherish us and we're your muses. If you're still treating us like shit, you're not elevating the stories of our abuse, our rape and our struggles.
Exactly.
You don't care.
At all.
You just want to be cool because you're trying to fuck. You're trying.
That's exactly
you're
what
trying
that's
to be
all
down.
It is. That's all it is. And I feel like people like that often are like the people who say, we need to organize. We're our leaders, like, right now, like, as things are happening in 2015 or whatever, with organizing around Black Lives Matter, and, like, shitting on Black Lives Matter a little bit. They're the people who don't give a fuck. Like, they're low-key Hotep niggas.
Yeah,
like,
so
they're
true.
Just pulling critique out of their ass.
So true.
And not realizing who the fuck is actually leading the movement.
Yeah. Because you're not Googling shit.
Yeah.
You're looking at, you're right, getting news through memes.
It was, that's all it through
is. Through Facebook.
That's all it is. There was this, so two of the organizers in Ferguson, like two women, one's name is Brittany and the other's name is Alexis or whatever, they got married earlier this year, I'd like to say.
To each other, right?
Yeah, to each other.
I remember.
Yeah,
awesome
I was like,
picture.
I feel like it was in February or something like that because they were both wearing red.
Yes, I do remember that picture.
And like so many people were like tweeting at them and commenting on like the headline saying, this doesn't need to happen right now, and two women together. Like these women fucking put Ferguson on the map.
Exactly. If any, this is like,
they're leading the fucking movement for your body.
There's a fucking, like, romance. There's like a perfect like blockbuster movie about that. You know, it's
that
like
is, it's a really so cute romantic. Story. It's a really cute.
If it was
story.
A man and a, if it was a white exactly. man and a white woman for like some cause for America, PETA, patriotism,
something like that. Yeah,
it would. Yeah, PETA. It would be like the
veganism. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Veganism bikes.
Hotep niggas are often vegans.
Oh
too.
My god. Yeah. Oh.
And just
sad.
Like saying things about the environment, but they
that
don't
are
really
shallow.
Care.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Also, they like shame people for what they eat. Some people can't fucking afford like what you eat.
And
how about that?
Exactly. And also, some people have dietary issues.
There's
like
a lot of
my
things.
Boyfriend John has Crohn's disease. He just cannot eat raw things. Mm-hmm. They need to be cooked.
Yeah.
He has to cook his fucking food. Mm-hmm. And no, totally. So there's a lot of people. It's like they think they're high and mighty. But you're
that's another
really
thing.
Furthering oppression. You're the reason why things are hard because you're a well dressed, or you're not the only reason.
You're definitely not helping.
You're not helping.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't want to like be a Hotep apologist, but I see why this has like proliferated within the Black community or whatever because they are trying to fight against negative stereotypes, but they're only doing it for themselves.
Ah, that's like, what I was
about
to say.
Only the uplifting of Black men.
Yeah, and it'll totally. I guess that
which
was
you know
point.
Black men need to be uplifted but like
absolutely
not at the fucking
expense of black women
else of everyone else
yeah
you.
Poor people
it's
too.
Only for cis yeah middle class straight black men
yeah it's usually
that's it
just straighten yourselves up
exactly
eat, or eat
pull
this
up
way
your pants.
Exactly here's an example of a Hotep poem. This is from the Black Liberation Movement. You are the black woman within the marvelous temple, which is your warm body, reposes the black nation. You are both sustainer of the ember and bearer of the flame. You are the nation's strength and you are the nation's glory. I am but protector of and servant unto the temple. Our combined mission is that of protecting you and bearing the flame. You are my strength. The nation is my glory. You are the nation. I need you, my black woman. You need me. Your black man, the new black nation waiting within your body, is dependent on both of us. It was really hard reading and snapping. I'm very surprised.
It's like patting your belly and rubbing your
yeah. You know what? I can be a drummer. I have that talent. I can do it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's an example.
The whole thing was hogwash.
Hogwash.
It's a bunch of garbage. A slop of mess.
And it's very like, we need you to bear strong black sons.
Exactly. That's all it is. It's like the black woman has become Africa. And
yeah.
like how all of the world fucking takes everything from Africa. That's like what they made the black woman.
Yeah, totally. And so that's...
And neither of us want that. Like,
no.
Black women don't want that and Africa doesn't want that either.
Exactly.
Make your own shit.
Exactly.
Get your own shit.
Adopt some people. Like... I'm not gonna have your fucking kid. Like, go adopt somebody.
Exactly. There's so many.
Raise them yourself.
There are so many people to be adopted.
Right?
Shout out to adopted kids.
Right?
Seriously.
Michaela Pratt.
Yes.
Had a good way with murder.
My mom was adopted.
I know that.
Yeah.
So
wow. my aunt.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So, I guess that ends our segment on...
Do you want to do anecdotes?
Oh, yeah. We'll do some Hotep anecdotes.
Hotep.
Hotep.
Like it's the 22nd century Hotep.
Thinking like Hotep University, where you go and you learn how to become a ho or a Hotep.
Hotep.
Either
tech.
Or.
What are you majoring in? Ho studies. What are you majoring in? Hotep studies. We got beef automatically.
Those are the only two
school
things.
Days,
the school
days, part two.
So for people listening, I feel like, I don't know if I was listening, I still might be unclear about what a Hotep is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine because it's kind of hard to spot. It's
yeah.
usually well intentioned because these people want, unless they want to fuck you. Which, you know, can be well-intentioned if you want to fuck them, too.
Yeah.
But it's usually to say, you know, we are strong black people and we can rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh, that's positive. It must be okay. But...
Sometimes you dig deeper and you don't like what you find.
Exactly.
You don't like what you find.
So, some Hotep stories.
Should I just do my very brief Hotep encounter?
I think mine is also brief.
Okay.
Mine is just, you know, my Hotep encounters generally are... men on the train, they call me sister, and they'll compliment me having natural hair,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll immediately go into women with, like, weave and extensions, and
yeah.
be like, you're not, like, it's a very strong look.
You're not like
be
other
proud,
women.
You're a queen, you're strong, you're powerful. Other women walk around here with weaves on their head,
And it may seem like I'm making this up, but like these are exact words.
No, yeah, guys do that all the time.
They seem like they're caricatures, but they're just
right, exactly, just fitting in character. You know what's so stupid about when they do that? Like, I wear faux locks all the time. They're always like, "Oh, you're so natural, locked up beauty." These are fake, nigga.
It's yarn.
I'm a liar. Or like when I had my red hair, like I went to Jamaica that year or whatever, when like my hair was growing out and I had twist often. They were like, "Rasta, I'm not." I'm just not Rastafarian.
Just that one.
Yeah, all natural. But, like, it's not. It's red hair. Like, you know, like, they fit. I feel like they were attracted because it was red, you know?
Exactly.
Like, exotified. It is unnatural. Skin beauty.
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you don't know what I do. You don't know what I put in my body or whatever. I
could be eating plutonium. Sprinkle a little bit on your breakfast cereal.
I mean, that is natural, isn't it? Is that a man?
You're right. It is an element.
Everything natural is good. Uranium.
Oh man, there's a good poem by I think Nikki Giovanni. Mm-hmm. One of the lines that was like she's peeing uranium, and it was great. I was like UTI girl, but at the same time, it may have also been it could have been a Hotep woman poem because women also
yes
women can be Hoteps
yes.
And can totally agree with this.
Before this podcast started, we had a. I'll just call her a loose acquaintance at this point because I feel like she's not really my friend.
She's
yeah, because
friend.
She said some fucked up shit.
She's not my friend.
About the podcast or whatever. She was like, what did she say? I don't want to get it wrong. She told a friend this and my friend told me and she was just like, I feel like Sam is like not respecting herself and stuff like that. And why does she want to be called a hoe? And she's like embracing the term hoe and I don't understand why. And also like she framed like my open relationship as me and my boyfriend being friends, even though we've been dating like longer than she's dated anyone.
It's a long time.
It's a really fucking long time.
I don't even know what that's like.
Yeah.
I'm halfway there.
You're married.
Basically.
It's been like 6.5 years at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're going strong.
Yeah.
And it's like,
so fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck her. Number one. And then two, it's like, if you say, I don't understand, like people use, I don't understand as an insult. When really it should be viewed as a shortcoming.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to say, I don't understand, like, don't say that. Google it. Figure out.
Yeah.
Or be like, or ask it as a genuine question. I don't understand why you think repurposing.
And this person never came to me.
Oh, yeah. So you found out.
You're just talking shit about me, basically.
And it gets back. It gets back.
Right.
It's clearly on the podcast that you're shitting all over.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Never did anything for me.
Back to like Hotep encounters. I feel like we went to like paint and poetry like 2 weeks ago. No, that was like a month ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking down Atlantic or whatever. No, I'm not walking. I'm trying to find you. So I'm texting you on my phone and I'm also like trying to Google which direction to go in. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, "You, sister." And I'm like, "Oh, here goes.
Yeah.
Here goes. Daily Hotep encounters." And he's like, are you a Nubian?" And I'm like,
what does that mean?
Exactly. What the fuck does it mean? So I'm like, because it's like dark and I'm trying to Google and I'm not making eye contact with you, sir. I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
So just the comes out or whatever. And he's like, yeah, you are a Nubian. So I had a head wrap on and I have my septum pierced or whatever. And he was like, yeah, because, you know, the Nubians, they wore head wraps like that and they wear their rings in their nose like that. And, basically, like, telling me I'm a Nubian, I'm beautiful, or whatever. I say all this to say, so the Nubians are people from South Egypt and, like, Northern Sudan. Probably not Nubian. We're mostly West African here. Like, in America.
Like, actually.
Just, like, everybody who, like, migrated from the West African slave trade, it's probably from West Africa.
That's so interesting.
So, yeah, I'm not a fucking Nubian. One.
The idea that
most likely I'm
the
not.
The idea that you're using that group to just broaden
exactly
it out
because
to
it's
empire.
All only about Egypt because you don't know any other empire.
No,
you know nothing about Africa. Have you? No, they don't even try. It's just memes.
No, exactly.
It's just memes
because
from
everyone
Instagram.
Was a king and a queen.
Exactly. So like, chances are I'm not Nubian, and then also like, the Egyptian headdress. So I think he was trying to get at that to say like that I looked Egyptian. The way I had my head wrap, that's not what they wear. And they also didn't, like, pierce their septums. Like, I think that's, like,
which
the Fulani tribe from, like, West Africa.
Oh, shit.
It's not always Egypt. It's not always fucking Egypt.
Everybody, like, Egypt is supposed to be the glowing...
Yeah, I hate when people, like, at this point, like, can we, like, stop fighting for Egypt? Like, try to make other story. Like, every time, like, white people are cast as Egyptians, at this point, I don't give a fuck. There's so much, like, if they're gonna, like, if they're gonna talk about, like, Mansa Musa and, like, the Malian Empire or something like that, and they casted a white guy, then I'd be
that
like,
would be very
what the
strange.
Fuck is going on?
That would be extremely strange.
Yeah. But, like, at this point, Egypt, like, I don't care. I don't care if Cleopatra was half black. Like, we have other people.
True.
We have, like, Nana and right. Saseya and, like, things like that. Like,
you're so right about that. It's always, Egypt is the place where everyone seems,
this,
the
hot spot.
This is the hot spot of Africa.
Exactly. And yeah. If it's not Egypt, then it's, like, Ethiopia. And I feel like that plays into, like, Rastafarianism, because, like, the way they read the Bible, they think that, or they believe that, what's his name?
You could be an Ethiopian, like, Jew. I know there's definitely a religious...
That does exist, too. They think that, Haile Selassie, like, mm-hmm. was the, Messiah. Like, he was the second coming of Jesus.
That's what that is.
Yeah, so, like, okay. All of those, like, roots about Africa go to Ethiopia, and chances are we're not from there either. Like, if you're Jamaican, you're probably from fucking Ghana. Like...
Right? That's because that makes sense, like, where the ships came to pick people up and put them somewhere else, and now we're here.
Yeah, but then also, like, via, like, evidence that we have now, like, for example, in Jamaica, like, the Maroons of Jamaica or whatever, who were escaped slaves, who, like, just mm-hmm. had the luck and efficiency to build a community and, like, live outside of slavery or whatever. They're, like, in cockpit country in, like, the middle of Jamaica. Like, they have this language that they speak, and it's almost, like, directly fucking pulled from Akan.
Oh,
which is
shit.
What the Akan people
yeah, no, that makes sense.
Speak in Ghana or whatever. So, probably fucking Ghanaian or whatever. Like, or how people, like, practice, like, things like voodoo and Santeria in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. That's from Yoruba religion. Probably from Nigeria, like...
Yeah.
And it's right there in front of your fucking eyes.
So, I'm just letting you all know. I'm in love with Sam right now. Like, the amount of Caribbean history and knowledge you know is so admirable, and I'm definitely gonna step my game
up. Study that in college.
Yeah, please. I need your textbooks. And but so if someone who can talk with such great depth and detail,
this is why I have a tattoo of Africa on my back, and I feel like
and
it's
you
justified.
Deserve it.
Yeah,
you deserve it.
I was like, I have to like learn all 54 countries in Africa before I get this tattoo, and I did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I should
this
learn
is a
more.
Real fucking clap. Because this is I don't have this depth of knowledge and I want it.
Yeah.
And I think the difference between me and a Hotep, because some people are like, well, you don't know much about Africa, Shanika. What the fuck are you saying? Mm-hmm. I don't pretend.
Yeah, exactly. Like you do.
I never say, come, like, you know, we have to go back to the motherland. We have to go back the way things were. I don't pretend.
Can we talk about the fact that we did that? It was called Liberia and it was a shit show?
That's with, what was that fucking man's name? It's not with Garvey.
Who?
Marcus with the Back to Africa movement.
Well, Marcus Garvey did believe in that.
Okay.
Like, Pan-Africanism and stuff like that. But, like...
It just didn't
Liberia was, like, funded by America.
Ah,
and, like,
shit.
Black Americans went to Liberia to start shit. But, like, you can take the person out of the oppressed zone, but you can't take the oppression out of the person, so they just oppressed people who were already in Liberia.
Wow.
Like, the people who are on top in Liberia now are, like, the descendants of Black Americans, and the people who are shitted on were, like, from there. So it was, like, it was a colony. You can't just, like, take colonialism
and just
out of
it.
Colonialism and put it in more colonialism, expect shit to go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's all...
So, yeah, if you meet a man who has dreads, the rings in his hair as well, septum pierced, dashiki, and he's talking like Sam, fuck him.
Yes.
Like, that's...
Have sex with that man.
Do not fuck the man or woman
yeah.
who looks exactly like that guy or girl.
But has nothing
and
to
does,
say.
Can't really
has
do
absolutely
If it's all vague platitudes, just leave.
Right.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Buy the incense if that's what you were there. Or the oil that you were looking for.
Oh my God. So I have this incense in my house. And that, like, we have like several packs or whatever. And one of them is labeled African woman.
What does an African woman smell like?
I don't know how many women there are in Africa or whatever, but like...
If you took all, like, people, like, oh, we were talking about this yesterday, people smell. You know what I mean? Like, what part of the African woman are you sampling the scent from? The anus? The crook of the neck?
The anus?
The wrist? Like, where is
African
she most
African woman
fragrant?
And then, like, parentheses, buttholes. That's exactly what I want to burn after I take a shit. Make it smell like more shit.
But the African shit. The natural way the things. The natural African woman shit. Go to our website
you
and you
can
find.
You can eat this.
Oh my God. That's what we could. You should make these objects and sell them.
Oh, All you have to do is take a dump.
Which you guys...
I'm preparing right now.
Purchase incense that smelled like our shit. No?
Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad idea, okay? Yeah. But if it was a joke.
I also want to go back to, like, the homophobia in the Hotep community. So, like, one of their, like, flawed arguments is often, like, that's a white man's thing.
Oh my god,
homosexuality is a white man's thing or whatever. That was not natural in Africa. So, I've been trying to read this book for ages or whatever, but sometimes my Kindle is just not charged. So, this book is called Boy Wives and Female Husbands. Basically, like, a collection of different researchers' studies done in Africa or whatever. And it's, like, just recounting all of this evidence of, like, homosexuality existing, which of course it did, just like, just as a thing. Mm-hmm. If it occurs naturally in human beings, of course it happened in Africa. Exactly. Or whatever, but there's like a whole study or whatever, and they're like studying different tribes or whatever and bringing up all this evidence of homosexuality existing in Africa pre like European contact. So it's like actual research about the actual Africa that these Hotep niggas claim to talk about. So, you know, if you're a Hotep nigga, like, read that book. You can download it for free.
You can
free PDF.
I guess it's hard for people to find good resources, because you can find other Hoteps writing in, like, informed seeming ways.
Dr. Umar Johnson.
Who is that?
He's famed Hotep nigger or whatever. So, remember last week I was talking about Tariq Nasheed?
Yeah.
So, he's, like, a radio personality or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he has this whole series of documentaries called Hidden Colors, I believe it's called. And, like, when you're, like, first stepping into your, like, little socially activist boots or whatever, I feel like a lot of people watch it because it's, like, easy, like, black uplifting or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he says a lot of things like, well, this actually started in Africa and stuff like that. But a lot of the shit he says is, like, fucking lies. But he's very charismatic, so he'll, like, put it, like, so they were actually trading snakeskin. The Europeans were actually trading snakeskins with people from Africa or whatever. So when you see a brother wearing snakeskin shoes, just remember that that's your ancestors. And he'll like end it like that. And it's like, oh, that's a cool, fun way to put it or whatever.
Interesting.
But a lot of his stuff is like riddled with misogyny and homophobia and stuff like that. So Dr. Umar Johnson is a guy who's often featured on these documentaries or whatever. And his like goal, I guess, the thing that he's going for right now is to have an all-boys school for young black men or whatever, to take them out of the like a public school system or whatever, because the public school system is not built for young black kids in general. So it's like you kind of start agreeing with him, and then he like drops homophobia or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or says like the reason why young black men have no direction is because they're like, because of single mothers or whatever and things like that.
Ah, there we go. Hotep.
Exactly.
Right there.
That's quintessential Hotep. Like, single mothers are the problem for blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know why I brought up Dr. Umar Johnson.
I think we're I don't know. Oof. Sorry, guys. If you're trying to follow a line of thought, it's been lost.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, those are two, like, very quintessential Hoteps on, like, within the media sphere or whatever.
Totally.
Like, people whose things that you can access very
easily.
Yeah,
and you can see.
And it's scary that you can oh, so that's what you had said. There are people, like, actually writing things about.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
So misinformation. I don't know where this guy even got his quote-unquote doctorate. I don't believe that he actually has one.
I guess it's important to, one, seek information, but also really be critical of the source. Mm-hmm. Of your information. That's like, you can Google things, but, like, are you going to Yahoo Answers? Or, but also, you know, are you going to, like, I don't know, because not everybody can read very intense academic works that
dense stuff.
Trace, yeah.
This is true.
So I don't know, like, must it be someone's mission to disperse easily digestible, nuanced information?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Which Black Twitter does a hell of a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, Black Twitter is not...
Somebody who's always going up to Hotep niggas, fighting against Hotep niggas is, Feminista Jones.
Mm.
She's like a blogger and activist.
Yeah, she,
and
marched,
she has a podcast.
She was at the Millions March?
Yeah, she was at the Millions March. She has gone at it with Tariq Nasheed like several times.
Uh-huh.
And I think sometimes like Hotep niggas are like often like tweeting at her and stuff like that and saying just like the worst shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like calling her a
being trolls,
like,
yeah.
That. Yeah. So that's like one person you can follow. And like tons of like Black Twitter feminists are really good.
You know
with
what?
That.
Every episode, we should definitely point people and like, here's more links to know more about what we're talking about. And I think another useful thing
she might have also coined the term Hotep Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
She would have been a great guest.
She would have been. You know, soon.
Yeah.
Year. I don't know.
48 years from now.
So, do we close out? Is that how we close out the segment?
Yeah. All right. I could have talked about that. I had sort of sex with the sword of Hotep.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about it. Because we'll use that and then we'll bring it into okay. Fuck you.
All right. So, I don't know how much I want to say. So, I met this kid years ago or whatever, and I had him on Facebook or whatever, and he would always say, like, sort of Hotep things. And I'd be like, yeah, delete this kid. But the light skin squint was apparent. And I was always very attracted to him. So we started talking like this summer or something like that. And I'm like, all right, might fuck this guy. I gotta like do my research. Gotta make sure he's like not homophobic. Like I gotta like see that he's not a terrible person. So like I go on his Instagram because I hadn't like been on it in a while. And his Instagram like avatar, like his profile picture is like the eye of Horus.
Wow, if that's not
so,
the
it's
sign.
Like immediate Hotep. That's not the if that's sign. Not the clearest sign, Sam. Yeah, so like that shit. Happened. And then the guy I just talked about, Dr. Umar Johnson. Like I was scrolling a little bit down on his Facebook or whatever, and he like shares a link.
Oh no!
By Dr. Umar Johnson, he's like, this is a real nigga with real goals or something like that. He didn't say nigga. He was like, this is a real man with real goals. I hope to like enroll my sons in that school one day. Listen to this. He's gonna know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah, let me put my phone down.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it's like clear out of shit, but you know, the light skin squint was apparent.
And if you're just after that dick, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I just wanted to experience
you know?
That dick, so.
It really doesn't matter what they think.
Yeah, I went to his house to hook up one time or whatever, and like in his house, he had a fucking pyramid. He had a gold. He had a golden pyramid. I think he had, like, an Ankh necklace. So it was just, like, a lot of Hotep things going on.
Ankh tattooed his dick.
Yeah, so, like, in between, like, me sucking his dick and stuff like that, we somehow started talking about, what did we talk about? We were talking about, like, activists that we like or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is going in a good direction. And then he's like, you know Dr. Umar?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. I gotta put my panties on and make way.
Gotta get out. Gotta get out of here.
But I'm lazy and I want some food. So let me just roll with it.
Sometimes you're hungry.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah.
I don't know if you want him to explain it to you.
Yeah,
you don't need that.
I think I actually just said I hate him. Like what we were talking about earlier, the honesty that always comes out. I think, man. I was like, yeah, and I hate him or whatever. And he was like, oh, you think he's like misogynistic and homophobic and stuff like that. And I'm like,
those are all legit.
I'm like,
things.
Yeah, I do. And he's like, yeah, I can see that. I can agree with that. And I was like, oh, great. I don't have to rush for my panties.
He was like, oh, no, I get it.
I can stay in your bed a little while longer. Yeah, and he was like, so Dr. Umar had the scandal, like, and this is, like, fits into, like, the virgin hoe dichotomy or whatever. He was like, he had this scandal where he was, like, cheating on, I think, his wife with a stripper or something like that. And he was, like, talking to the stripper in, like, the worst ways. And the stripper, I guess, she was just, like, vengeful or whatever, so she just, like, put the shit on Instagram. So, like, that was...
You're right.
Yeah, so that was, like... peeling back of the righteous Hotep that the guy is or whatever. So this kid had like made reference to that, and he was like, I started to be wary of him after that happened or whatever. I mean, the kid is like kind of like he shares memes a lot, like Hotep-y memes, but he's like not a terrible I don't think he hates women or
gay
people.
It's like maybe he just likes the Hotep people. Aesthetic, you know. He likes what it symbolizes, and that's why Hoteps, you'll never...
Yeah, and then he was, like, dropping, like, he knows about other stuff, too, or whatever.
Yeah.
He just really likes the Eye of Horus.
He's, you know, he could be 1/8 Hotep, you know?
Possibly so.
Purely for the looks.
Yeah. And he's not really, like, his aesthetic is not really that Hotep.
He's a pyramid
his aesthetic
house.
Is very fuckboy.
He's a pyramid.
He's just, like, mad light-skinned and just, like, just wear this plain colored shirt.
I love the fuckboy aesthetic.
It's so cute!
It's so attractive. Just the hats.
Like, I'm not trying that hard, but I still look good.
The black man hat with sneakers that match a little bit. Just a little bit.
My vagina.
The collective vagina.
The collective vagina is moist.
Oh, man.
It has moistened.
It's like the humidity in the room has increased. Because we are inside of that vagina right now. Podcast brought to you by Slam Pal's Vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way.
So sometimes
to end,
you gotta
or
just
not.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna close it. Like sometimes you just gotta like do your research. Like if you find something that disturbs you too much, don't go for it. But if you're willing to go with it, you know, experience that dick.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, so Hotep's not off limits.
Yeah.
They just might frustrate you.
Yeah.
And this may actually help you deal with that frustration because you can figure out, okay, here's.
Yeah, this is why what he's saying is getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sir, shut up. Microwave that pad thai. We'll go in for round two and then we'll call it a night.
Sir, shut up. You're such a queen. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right. So now moving on to our last segment.
Fuck you!
Which, we hear your stories and we either give you advice, comment, or that's all we can do. That's
all,
it.
It's all you're gonna get.
Yeah. Or we'll laugh at how fun you are. Thank you for everybody, or thank you to everyone who's been writing in.
Yes. You guys are driving
the show. Hilarious.
Yeah, we love your stories.
Some good shit.
Some great shit. So our first question is from Jackie. She's 24. Name has been changed to protect the identity. So Jackie writes, I met this guy on Plenty of Fish. We've been talking for a few days. We set up for a movie date next week, but today he hit me up saying, just so you know, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking for someone I can eat out on the regular and take out and do stuff with. But that's primarily it. So I was like, I need clarification. He told me he was not looking for a friends with benefits situation. So I said, what's the difference between what you're proposing and friends with benefits? And he says, well, we're not having sex. I'm just going to eat you out. And that's about it. Do you guys think that's weird? I mean, of course I accepted because only a fool turns down free head.
Yes, yes.
Dinner and drinks. But yeah, is this weird?
No. No, girl.
It might be weird, but it's not bad. So
it's,
go for
it's
it.
It's really good.
It's great.
He's like, I don't want to have sex. I just want to eat you out.
So that means you can show up to his place and you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't want to. He just wants to eat you out.
If only he can be all at the same time. Like, he gives you your drink, you got your food in your other hand, and his head is in between your legs. You're just having a great time. You put on Scandal and you have a great, great Thursday evening.
Like, that's lovely to me.
It's very beautiful.
Like, that is, and he just
it's
wants
a great
to do this.
Situation.
That's what he wants
yeah.
to do?
So,
he wants this?
I feel like just because it's so unheard of, I wouldn't say it's weird, but it's just, like, it gives me pause.
I mean,
like, I would expect an ulterior motive.
Ah.
But I don't know if it's there or not, so I'd
exactly.
say, you know, explore it further.
Exactly. See, like, if it's after the 15th time he's giving you head, and then and then he's like, all right, now I would like to chain you up. And, like, if he's like, really trying to get you, like, softened up for something really intense.
Yeah.
I mean, then enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy
your free head,
Jackie.
Dinner and drinks, Jackie.
And golden line, one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I mean, of course, I accepted because only fools turn down free head. I'm just going to cut it off there because that's perfect. Laughing in the library when I read that. It was painful because I had to shut up. So, girl, please.
Yeah,
do
go with forward.
Do
go
it for
forward.
Us.
And then, you know, it's not particularly weird because some people just enjoy giving head.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they get off.
So, yeah.
Take it.
Exactly.
What if the catch is like, he's bad at head?
Oof. He wants
he's
to
like terrible.
Wants
he's
to
like
practice.
Biting your labia and shit. Come here, girl.
Like, I don't know.
Munch on them labias.
Can we just talk? Can we just be friends? I don't want friendship. I want this.
Ooh. Biting your labia and chill.
It's another t-shirt. We should have these shirts, but just like five of each.
Yeah.
Five
limited edition. Limited exactly. edition.
So up next, Sean, 26.
Yeah. Do you want to read that one?
Yeah, I'll do my best. This is a long one, guys. Get ready.
It's fine.
These are the sounds I need to get prepared to read. I met this woman on Soul Swipe. We
Which
went
is
out
a dating app.
Yeah.
In case you don't
it's
know.
It's a black dating app, right?
Yeah.
Met this woman on Soul Swipe. We went out to brunch for our first date. I tried to gauge attraction on dates by how a woman responds when I compliment her looks, on a scale of kind of brush it off to profuse blushing and giggling or reciprocating the compliment. Her reaction lean towards brush it off, but aside from that, things seemed good. We laughed tons and talked for 3 hours after eating our food. We ended the date and said goodbye with a hug. At some point after the date, we had a text conversation about how I was feeling her. She said she sees us as more platonic, but then said something about how she still wanted to go on a date with me. My thirsty ass read that as, there's still hope. Understandably so. At some point, after she invited me to come chill with her in front of her house after work and bring her some Chinese food, I was like, I opted not to get the food. My rationale being, if she is really feeling me, she's not really going to care. She'll just be happy I came to see her. I showed up and she hopped in the whip in a tank top and poom poom shorts.
Poom poom shots. You got to pronounce it properly.
Oh, shit. Say it one more time.
Poom poom shots.
There we go. Because I will never be capable of an accent like that. It just sucks.
I'm not a Jamaican.
In my head, I'm like, okay, I see you. She realized I didn't have the food and was low-key tight. Sorry, tight.
Sounds like that.
She was low-key tight.
I've been doing that throughout the podcast. Just
like,
Shoulder boy. I lied and told her the store closed and it was too late. We had a decent conversation for like 30 minutes and listened to some music. I was thinking about making a move, but I felt like there wasn't enough attraction on her end, so I didn't. But in my head, I'm like, why would she come out dressed like that if she wasn't trying to attract me more? Then I was like, maybe she always comes out like this. Some women are just comfortable being outside like that. So I said goodbye.
Very feminist of Sean.
Yeah, totally. Thank you, Sean. Love you, Sean. So I said goodbye and immediately regretted not making a move. So I'm like,
very fuckboy of Sean.
Yeah.
The nuance.
Exactly. So I'm like, fuck it. I gotta shoot my shot one last time. All right. Oh, I see. It's a gun. It's a gun ref metaphor.
Or like a basketball.
Man, I swear, guys, I'm a good reader. I'm a good reader. So I took her on another date to Coney Island. We went on a couple of rides. I paid for that, and she paid for parking. We went back to my place afterwards so I can change, then take her home before heading to work. Low-key was hoping that she would come into my room, but she stayed in the living room. I took her home, gave her a hug, and went into my trunk to get something. She soon walked outside and went into her car to go somewhere. She pulled up to me in my car. I walked to the car to flirt with her a bit and shoot my final shot.
How many final shots do you have, right? Guy?
It's like 50.
Right.
It's like when the director's like, just one more take. I was trying to give her some sexy eyes, whatever that means. I leaned in a bit and then she was like, I think you gotta go now. I was like, okay, insert several walking emojis followed by running emojis.
That was actually in the email.
I feel it. I love people. I love these people. I'm petty, so I unfollowed her from Instagram. Not petty. We had a few casual conversations. One day she randomly hit me up to tell me she got a boyfriend. What are your thoughts on going on multiple dates with someone knowing you have no romantic interest in them just to be out and get food? So is he asking, like, what we think of her?
Yeah, I guess.
I think she was definitely being misleading.
Yeah.
Because when you give somebody the smallest amount of hope and follow through,
mm-hmm.
you're not saying no. Mm-hmm. So you are giving some, like, this is, like, I can almost, this man, that is our story. Like, he'd be like, I'm not interested, or, now, you wouldn't even say I'm not interested, but he'd, like, kind of, like, do things that made him seem not interested, but then he'd invite me out to drinks, mm-hmm. and his hand was on my nipple. Wait, yeah. And, like, and it's like, I don't know. It's
clearly misleading.
Exactly. And, like, if you come out and you're, I don't know, if you want to hang and just be friends, but you know that person likes you.
I mean, I think she was, I don't think she was being misleading because she told him, I don't like you.
But
I think she was playing on his thirst.
Oh, I see.
It happens. I personally don't do that because, I mean, like, in a perfect world, I could or I would just to get free shit. But
yeah.
I don't like being around people in general. I really don't like being around people I don't like or that, like, mm-hmm. if it's, like, a date and I'm not attracted to you, quietly munching on my food and, like,
yeah, you're not
hoping
gonna...
you don't, like, have an awkward come on to me or whatever. I just don't like being awkward or being in awkward situations, and that would be really awkward for me. But I get why she was doing it. I feel like he should have been hip to the game because the game was clearly there.
Yeah, although I feel bad, though, because sometimes, like, I feel bad because I feel like when you really like somebody, like, you'll make up, like, a million things in your head and you'll use, like, these little signs.
Oh, like the, you know, she was wearing that.
Yeah, no, like, oh, she asked for another date even though she said this. Yeah, and you may have, I don't know, I think perhaps a nice, open, honest discussion
mm-hmm.
because I think a lot of people are afraid to just be like, hey, mm-hmm. here's how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. You said you feel this about me, but you're mm-hmm. still doing this. Mm-hmm. How should I interpret that? I think that's, you're sure, unless that person lies to you,
yeah.
then, you know, then they're misleading you.
Yeah, he should, that would be good if he asked, so why are you letting me take you out? And exactly. then it comes like a really weird moment where she has to like own up to her bitchery and be
exactly.
like, well, I want some free bone, Chinese food. Exactly. I really wanted that Chinese yeah. food. What I don't understand, or I just feel like, that's just her being petty, is when she hit him up just to say I have a boyfriend.
And
like, she hit him up first.
And that is what I thought. That's like why insidious. I thought she was, like, leading him on or had that kind of intention. Because you don't just add it. Like, if something new happens, I don't text anyone I've ever hooked up with.
Yeah.
By the way, I suck this man's dick.
Like, you like, don't? Well, I do that all the time.
Maybe you. Maybe just you. You know. You know when things happen.
You know.
But,
texting me as you're sucking.
Totally. Like, why?
Yeah, that was weird. I feel like, I don't know if that meant that she liked him. I think that's more so just, like, kind of think she's kind of just a bitch. And she was just, like, so wanted, bitchy. Like, the validation of someone being like, oh, man.
Missed out.
Like, this guy who really likes me.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, I should let him know. I should
yeah,
be nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what was his last question?
How do you feel about people who...
I think definitely she was giving you a lot of signs that she wasn't interested, but also wasn't super clear about what her actual, like, how was she feeling? You know, what did she want out of it? So I think, you know, next time, like going forward, like, I don't know. I feel like some people, when they try to be flirty, they do a whole like subtext thing. You try to read people's subtext. Mm-hmm. I find just be upfront about where you are and then get into like a cute flirty.
Yeah, exactly.
That way it's never, I don't know. I never want someone to be like, well, I told you this. I'm like, do you mean when you slowly reached for the egg roll, looked at me in the eyes, brushed your pinky against mine, and said, oops. Like, was I supposed to know that you had planned on fucking other people? Like, there's exactly. no way to know.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Right, next person.
This is from Keisha. Keisha is 23 years old. This is, I guess Keisha wrote this to us at the time, but we'll still answer. Mm-hmm. So Keisha writes, I'm on a date at a party with a guy I kind of like. I met one of his friends, and now I feel that I am with the wrong friend. I need suggestions and maneuvers on how to pull the perfect homie hop.
Well, I don't know how it's going now, but...
Yeah.
Man.
But at the time, I would have told you. So I feel like you kind of have to, like, drop hardcore homie vibes to the guy that you're on the date with.
Make it clear that you're...
Yeah, just this isn't working kill out. It or whatever. And then, this is what I would do. Stalk the social media profile of the friend, because if they're close friends, you can find them somewhere. And then, you know, like, wait another week, follow that guy on the gram. Double tap a couple of his pictures, wait another week, slide in those DMs, get the dick you wanted.
That's the perfect strategy.
The perfect homie hop.
And I think that's a good strategy, because it gives you enough time.
You gotta space it out. You can't, like, you can't be max ho.
You can't be max ho immediately.
Exactly.
Because then you just look, you look too thirsty.
Yeah.
And it's still,
like me last night.
You're still on a date with this guy.
Right. Yeah, I think you can't do it on the date.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Because what you do is say, okay, I'm not interested in this guy. And it makes sense. Right? It makes sense. Like, okay, well, she wasn't interested in him, but she did see somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's checked it out for a little bit. Oh, and then she followed up a little bit.
Exactly.
And now you guys are fucking, you know? That's
the end. A better love story than Twilight.
That's, I mean, I agree with you. I've never tried a homie hop.
Me neither.
So we'll see how it goes. Try this.
Write us back and tell us if it worked out.
Yeah,
if you pursued it.
It may be far enough removed from the time where she could just slide to DMs.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
I remember you. Got a mutual friend. Funny. And refer to your date as a mutual friend now. Just get in there.
This guy I know.
Just this stranger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, is that it?
Yeah, so thanks for tuning into the second episode.
Yeah, let us know what you think, what you liked, what you were like.
Yeah, once again, we are Slam Pow Productions.
Yeah, I'm Shanika Powell. You can find me on Instagram at Shanika Powell, S-H-A-N-I-K-A-P-O-W-E-L-L.
I am Sam. I also go by Slam. And my Instagram and Twitter is It's Slam, I-T-S, period, S-L-A-M.
Yeah, so stay tuned for our next episode.
Yeah.
Can we say what it's about?
Nah.
NASA.
Top secret. And then you can follow Slam Pad Productions everywhere. Check us out on YouTube. Just type in Slam Pad Productions. Yeah. Facebook, Slam Pad Productions.
Yeah, we're filmmakers.
We do that sometimes. Instagram, Slam_Pow. Twitter, Slam_Pow as well. You can write into this podcast at IHUpodcast@gmail.com. Send us advice for our fucked up lives.
Yeah.
Ask us for questions. Share your stories, your crazy confessions.
Write us love letters. Good things.
Write us, tell us we're cute.
Oh my god. That's all I need. Validate us.
Send me your light skin squint pictures so I can masturbate to them.
Imagine if that was a thing. Send us your pictures. We'll masturbate to them. We'll take a picture as we're coming. And we'll send you that picture back.
We'll send you that picture back. Here's my old face. You like look like the Grudge. It's like, ah.
Gotta keep it real, though. Gotta be real honest.
The realest old face.
Yeah, so now we're gonna leave you off with a little something sexy.
I could make you put your phone down. And it wouldn't leave your pocket. I could make you put your phone down. Probably wouldn't